From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley struck back Wednesday at Backpage.com, the controversial website that sued him the day before. Dan Margulies reports.
Hawley has been investigating the website since May, claiming it promotes human trafficking. The company sued him in federal court Tuesday to halt the investigation. It says it's protected by the First Amendment. Hawley says otherwise.
The First Amendment does not protect illegal crimes, particularly crimes involving sex trafficking against minors. And that's exactly what Backpage is accused of.
Backpage sued Hawley the same day the Washington Post published an investigative piece questioning the company's insistence that it does not control sex-related ads on its website. The Post said documents show Backpage aggressively solicited and created such ads. Backpage did not return a call seeking comment. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
The cost for Missouri's special legislative session on abortion policies has exceeded $73,000 and is likely to keep growing. Figures provided yesterday show the House has spent over $53,000, mainly on lodging, meal, and mileage payments to lawmakers. The Senate's cost stands at nearly $20,000, but that's likely to rise when senators return to the Capitol to consider the House version of an abortion bill. A proposed new policy allowing public library employees to carry concealed weapons will be under consideration at tonight's meeting of the Daniel Boone Regional Library Board of Trustees. The current policy prohibits employees from carrying firearms and other weapons onto library property or in library vehicles, regardless of whether they have a permit. Violating the policy could result in job termination. The proposed policy would loosen those regulations and allow employees with valid concealed carry permits to have weapons on library property or in library vehicles. According to the proposal, any firearm on library property must either be carried by the employee or securely stored in a vehicle, desk drawer, or staff locker. A firearm in a vehicle must be carried in a holster or locked in a glove box. Governor Eric Greitens' nonprofit group is planning a statewide television advertising campaign, pushing the governor's promise to balance the state's budget without raising taxes. The Kansas City Star reports papers filed this week with the Federal Communications Commission show the group, A New Missouri, has purchased about $78,000 in airtime on a Springfield station and nearly $70,000 of time on a St. Louis station. Austin Chambers, the governor's senior advisor, says the campaign will eventually reach five major markets in Missouri. A New Missouri was founded in February by the governor's political team. Because it's a nonprofit, it doesn't have to disclose its donors. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.